This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 11th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm day across Israel today, with sunshine bathing Tel Aviv and clear skies over Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze keeps things comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Netanyahu, in his first U.S. media interview since the war with Tehran began, discussed regime change in Iran, stating that both he and Trump were aware of the risks involved. Also, Walla shares that President Trump made strong statements against Iran earlier today, asserting that the country has been playing games with the world for decades. Also, this hour, from JNS, the IDF's Kfir Brigade has dismantled two Gaza terror tunnels, discovering weapons and explosives in operations conducted earlier today. Separately, Axios has reported a significant development, with Trump announcing a politically sensitive 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. And finally, JTA informs us that Mohammad Sabri Soliman has been sentenced to life in prison for a firebombing attack during a Boulder Israeli hostage march, which resulted in the death of a Jewish woman. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News posted just minutes ago that Netanyahu, in his CBS News interview, acknowledged partial achievements in Gaza objectives and discussed the foiled Iranian nuclear plans. Ynet Global, posting earlier today, highlighted Netanyahu's remarks on the uncertainties and risks of potential regime change in Iran, as discussed in his interview with U.S. media. Dan Linnaeus, a legal analyst, pondered just now on the complexities of democratic restructuring and self-determination, touching on its implications in international law and foreign occupations. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's interview. According to Ynet, the Prime Minister emphasized the shared understanding with Trump of the uncertainties linked to potential regime change in Iran. This interview marks his first media engagement with the U.S. since tensions with Tehran escalated. The implications could shape future diplomatic strategies between Israel and the U.S. Turning to Trump's recent remarks, Walla reports that the U.S. president accused Iran of long-standing deceptive practices. Trump's statements come ahead of a crucial call with Netanyahu. These comments may influence upcoming negotiations and regional stability. Meanwhile, the IDF's operations in Gaza. JNS details the Kfir Brigade's efforts in dismantling terror tunnels, which uncovered a significant cache of weapons. This action is part of ongoing security measures to neutralize threats from the Strip. The discovery highlights persistent security challenges in the area. Separately, Axios highlights a ceasefire plan. Trump's announcement of a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon is politically delicate for Netanyahu. This pause in hostilities could pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran, potentially easing regional tensions. Finally, the sentencing of Mohammad Sabri Soliman. JTA reports the life sentence for his attack during a Boulder march. The victim's family shared their pain during the trial. This verdict serves as a stark reminder of the personal toll of political violence. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that crowdfunding efforts for David Conio are nearing their goal. The campaign saw a surge in donations following his recent media appearance. Separately, according to Globes, the shekel is approaching the NIS 2.90 per dollar mark. Calls for intervention by the Bank of Israel are growing as the currency continues to strengthen. And finally, CTEC shares insights from Lightrix. Despite challenging times, the startup is experiencing a reverse brain drain, reflecting resilience in Israel's tech sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.